Architectural Digest is doing this series where they go inside celebrity homes like they always do, but now they're doing it by video and throwing it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So this week was Kendall Jenner. So I was kind of curious about Kendall Jenner's house, which was beautiful. And then she said something about her glam room that kind of caught me by surprise.
This is my glam room. Also a very used room in my house. Everyone in my family has a good glam room.
We know that.
There's a really nice door so my glam people can come in and out really easily and not have to walk through the whole house. And this wall of magazines.
There you go. So she has a glam room like most celebrities do. I'm not shocked by that. I've seen many a glam room in my day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a door to the glam room so the hair and makeup people can come in and out and not walk through her house. They can't come to the front door. They have to go to the back like staff, like they're caterers.
Like these you're are going the people. Massage parlor.
Right, exactly. These are the people that are touching your face and making you look gorgeous for the day, whatever you're doing. And you have them go through like a servant's door? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That was creepy.
I'll never understand why you can't do your own hair and makeup. Why is that so hard?
No, it's hard to do your own hair and makeup. It's hard to put on your own lashes. Nobody ever puts them on right. You can't do your own hair. It's hard to like get the back, you know. Listen, makeup artists and hair people, they're experts in what they do. It's almost insulting for me to think that I can do as good a job as they can. So I understand wanting to be glam. I mean, nobody does their wedding and does their own hair and makeup for their wedding unless they're like crunchy granola.
Okay,
most people hire hair and makeup.
For your wedding day. I can see the wedding day, but every other day you should be able to do your own hair and do your own makeup.
No, if you're a celebrity, every day is like your wedding day, especially her. She's a model. She has to look a certain way each time. So I understand. I don't begrudge her the glam squad. And I love the fact that she's keeping hair and makeup people employed. But I don't like the fact that she makes them go through like a doggy door.
So the rest of the staff can't see him.
Right, so they don't walk through my house. That's what she said, so they don't walk through my house.
You have to hide your staff from your butler. That's the problem. Your butler right. cannot see your hair people.
Right, exactly. Like they have cooties. They can't walk through them. I can't have them in the main house where regular people are. So right. I thought that was like, I didn't like that at all. And then it got weird. She goes into this bedroom, her master bedroom, and she has this pink neon sign on the wall. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's measurements and length and circumference. And then it says, glad to hear you're a happy girl. Okay, so measurements, length, and circumference. And you're like, what is that exactly? Well, she explains it.
I got this a few years ago, and I'm almost positive that there's measurements up top, and then the bottom says, glad to hear you're a happy girl. I'm pretty sure that the measurements are an ex-boyfriend of Tracy Emin's penis size. Mm-hmm. And then the message at the bottom is to his new girlfriend saying, I'm glad to hear you're happy.
I love how she pretends she doesn't really know what it's about. She bought like this $30,000 piece of art, this neon sign that's hanging on her wall. And she's pretending she doesn't really understand what it means.
She knows exactly what it means.
Of course she does. It's a length and a circumference and a measurement. And then it says, glad to hear you're a happy girl. She knows that story. She knows what that art is and why it's on her wall.
Right. Because it's taking up the whole wall in your bedroom. You don't think people are going to bring that up when they see it?
Of course. And okay, I understand it's an art piece. And that's sort of like a trend now in Hollywood, I've noticed. Like every time a celebrity brings you inside their house, there's something written in pink neon on their wall. You know, it's all different stuff. And it's some of the stuff is like, you know, I'm a home bitch or it's weird stuff, you know, mm-hmm. but. Kind of cool. Like if I had a giant house and a lot of wall space, I guess I would want one too.
You buy neon. Mine would just say Bud Light. That's what I'd buy. I'd buy one that just had, you know, Spuds McKenzie and Bud Light on the wall in pink neon.
Yeah.